My name is Chris George. I am 16 years old. Today is Monday, November 27th. I'm speaking with Jill George, who is my mother, and we are recording this interview in Leominster, Massachusetts. When you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A mummy.
Yeah?
Yep. I wanted to be a mother. I wanted to have a family. That was my main... I mean, I knew that I'd do something, but I always wanted to be a mother.
That's adorable. So, how has your life been different than how you imagined it when you were young? Any different?
Well, the romanticism part of being a mother is awesome, and it's actually the best job I've ever had. Although, you have to learn how to balance between all your employment out of the home as well as your responsibilities in the home and being a mother or a daughter and a wife at the same time.
What was the hardest thing you had to deal with when first going to college for accounting? Right?
Yes. So when I got out of high school, I went to Mount Wachusett Community College for a couple of years to save some money, because we didn't have a lot of money. So I went there and I did really well, and I knew that I wanted to be an accountant, and I thought I wanted to be a CPA, and so looked into and we asked around, what's the best colleges for that, and three that I applied to, UMass Amherst, Northeastern University, and Bentley College, it's university now, I got accepted at all three. So Bentley had an awesome reputation as one of the best accounting colleges in the United States, so I chose Bentley. And just transferring in was difficult because when you went to school there, the classes were harder than at Mount Wachusett. So having to make up for some of the stuff in between. I knew a lot of the stuff, but they delved into it deeper at Bentley.
Can you tell me about one specific moment that was difficult for you during that period?
Yes. One of my first semesters, I took a course called Cost Accounting, and I had a professor that was very old school. At the time I went, it was in 83. That was my first fall there. And back then, there weren't a lot of women in accounting or that were CPAs because women just didn't do that. It was a career. And my cost accounting teacher was a male, and he just... I really felt like he didn't...
He was sexist.
He didn't like me. He could have, yeah. He was sexist, but it was horrible because I had always done so well in school, and this was the first time that I really didn't do well.
At the same level.
Can I answer? Are you supposed to answer me?
I'm just adding stuff.
No, but you don't know how I feel, so okay. I'm answering you. Okay. So, anyways, I was failing his class. I felt like he was making it impossible for me to pass his class, even with a very low D. So I didn't want that grade to be part of my cum, so I had to drop out. And I took the class again the next semester with another more open-minded professor, and I aced it. So I guess it wasn't just me. I got the concept. I had somebody that I don't feel thought that I should be there.
When did you know you wanted to become a teacher?
Well, honestly, my father was a teacher, and I may have gone into teaching, but at the time that I graduated back in 1981, there was this thing called Proposition 2.5, and a lot of the teachers were getting what's called RIFT. That means that they lose their job and, they get laid off and then maybe they'll get hired back. And it's called reduction in force, sort of like what's went on in the high school this year. So a lot of things haven't changed. And my father, being a teacher, and he was an industrial arts teacher, had told me don't go into education because it's just going to be like this. And that was back in the 80s. So I listened to him and I went to be an accountant. And then I worked in public accounting. I got, you know, I graduated from Bentley and then I got my CPA. I studied for the test and I took that. And then I had to get 3 years experience in a public accounting firm, which I did. And then I stayed at that firm for about 11 years. And then I went to work for one of their companies, one of their clients, Victory Supermarkets, and I absolutely loved that job. And then they sold their company to Hannaford's. So my job went away as part of that purchase. Located. So I could have gone up to Maine and had a job, but I didn't want to leave my home in Leominster because this is where I lived all my life. So I didn't honestly know what I was going to do because you and Robbie were so little. And you were actually just about to go into school. You know, you were at school age because it was in 2005. So Robbie was getting ready to head to first grade. And you were ready to head to kindergarten. And I'm trying to think, what kind of finance job am I going to find that would be as flexible as Victory was? So somebody suggested that why don't you look into becoming a teacher? So I did that. And I did it at first because I thought it would work as with a family, you know, that I'd be able to have the same time off as you and stuff like that. In reality, I had no clue how hard teachers work. And I did this when I turned, I'm trying to think.
I was five.
It was in 2005, so I was 42 years old when I made the decision to go back to school. Four. Yep. So I spent all of our savings to go back to school.
What was the hardest part of that?
The hardest part of that was balancing school. I didn't work when I was going through my first six classes. So that I could do my homework because my classes were at night. It was a graduate program because I already had my bachelor's degree in accounting. So I needed to get my master's degree in teaching. So just trying to balance family. And I think the hardest part was being in class when you and Robbie and Daddy were having dinner together and I had to be up at school. And by the time I got home, you were still little and you were either in bed or getting ready for bed. And I feel like I missed out on a lot of that. So ironically, I was trying to do this so that I could spend more time with you. And I missed out on a lot. So that was difficult for me.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally?
Gonna go back to my dream job. I'm proudest of my children. They make me proud all the time. And not only do I have pride in my eyes when I see them, but from what the conversations that I have with people that know my kids and tell me what awesome people they are. And that's the most important thing to me. Did I answer your question?
Yes. What are you most grateful for?
What am I most grateful for?
Same answer,
but also that I could afford to do that and that I have my health. And, you know, I was able to do this.
And
you know,
lovely and people that support you.
I had a huge support team. My mother, who was really old, and you know, at the time, because she had me when she was 40, so that made her like 80, in her low 80s. So she was there to get you off the bus and do stuff and help with dinner time and getting things ready, and to Daddy for balancing everything out, you know, being home and taking care of you guys and making sure you got into bed when you needed to be and that you were bathed and all that important stuff, you know? So, yeah.
Do you have any regrets?
Yep. I do have some regrets. I regret that I think, like, I've always put job first, and it's hard not to when you've got a new job and you've got to do really well at it. And then also, like, the first 3 years, we went through that whole budget thing again, so I was laid off, not laid off. So you really have to focus and make sure you're doing a great job at work, because you want them to think that you're valuable so that you get hired back. And so therefore you spend a ton of time working on that kind of stuff. Plus it's a huge learning curve and preparing your lessons. But my biggest regret would be not balancing home and work so much.
What are your hopes and wishes for me and Robbie?
To be happy and healthy.
Those are good wishes. Yeah. I love you.
I love you too.